Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Well, guess who's not coming to Minnesota State? Yes, Billy LaCava. Can you believe it? Doggone it, that kid had everything. Size, speed, an arm like a cannon, and he was smart. Smart? Are you kidding? He was a straight-A student.
Where's he going?
Harvard.
Harvard to play football?
Harvard. I guess he's not as smart as we thought he was.
Harvard? Harvard, he's not going to be surrounded with the kind of quality players that we have here.
Coach, could you come out to the practice field for a minute? We got a little problem.
What's up, Doc?
Fred is stuck to the goalpost.
What?
Boy, you know, it's really cold out there today. And Danny dared Fred to lay his tongue on the goalpost. And he did, and his tongue froze, and now he's stuck to it.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, get a bucket of warm water. We'll meet you out there. I mean, Harvard? Why would a kid want to go to Harvard? I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen anybody do. I mean, who would stick their tongue to a frozen goalpost?
Well, we didn't recruit Fred Webb for his brains. We recruited him because he's the building. He falls on people.
Where you want me to put him, Coach?
Yeah, I'll just put him on the couch there. I want to have a talk with him. You want any ice for your tongue, Fred? Fred, bud, now I know you're in a lot of pain, so this isn't going to take long, but I just... feel that I wouldn't be doing my job as a coach if I didn't have this little talk with you now. Son, you're a doofus. I know you don't like hearing that, and I don't like saying it, but that's what you are, you know. You are the team doofus. You're the guy the team's always dumping on. How many times have you fallen for that old Ben Gay and the jockstrap gag, huh? And how many times you found your helmet filled with shaving cream?
How many times have they taped you naked to a toilet and just left you there? I guess I thought that'd happen to everybody.
Fred, you know, I'm talking about your future here. Now, you don't want to be a doofus the rest of your life, do you? Come on, you want to grow up, you want to have kids and have a wife and have friends that respect you. I mean, you don't want to end up passing out shoes in a bowling alley.
Hayden, that's what his dad does.
Really? Fred, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think you got a lot of potential. You know, you can do anything you want to do.
Coach's office.
Anyway, Fred, the next time Danny dares you to touch your tongue to the goalpost or to chug a tub of Gatorade...
Excuse me, Coach. Christine.
I'll tell her I'll be with her in a second. The next time any of that stuff happens, I want you to think about it, and I don't want you to do it, okay? Because you're smarter than that, Fred. All right. Now, you go out and take a shower and soak your tongue, and we'll see you at practice tomorrow, huh? Yeah, Christine, sorry to make you wait. What's up, honey?
I just wanted to know if you're doing anything tonight.
Tonight? No, I can make myself available. Why?
Well, I just got two tickets to the opera. It's La Boheme, and I was wondering if you want to go.
To the opera?
I take it you don't.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't want to be with you, but, you know, I hate opera. I mean, it's long and boring, and I don't understand Spanish, honey. I mean, gee.
I don't see how people really like that stuff.
Yeah, well, I do. But forget it. It was just a bad idea. I just thought you might enjoy watching something for a change that didn't have a beer commercial in it.
No, not really, but thanks for asking me.
Can you ask someone else to go with you?
Fine. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, okay, but I will see you this weekend, won't I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, have fun at La Bamba.
She wants you to go to the opera?
I mean, can you believe that?
Coach, I just wanted to tell you that my tongue feels a whole lot better.
Oh, that's good, Fred.
And I told those guys what you said, and I told them I just wasn't going to be a doofus anymore. And I think they respected me for it. They all slapped me on the back and shook my hand, and they promised they wouldn't play no more dirty tricks on me.
You know, so I am glad to hear that, Fred.
I thought you would be. I'll see you later.
All right.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, sweetheart, come on in.
Am I interrupting something? If I am, I can come back later.
No, I was just diagramming a play here.
Oh, really? I've never seen you do that before. What kind of play is that?
It's a green 47.
What's that mean?
Well, green indicates that it's a pass play, and that means that the number 4 back on the right-hand side, see, is going to run a fly pattern through the number 7 hole on the left-hand side of the line, and then the split end's going to run a decoy post pattern, and if all else fails, then the fullback's going to release across the middle with a safety belt.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, we'll keep it in for next season then. So, what's up?
Well, I just came by to pay you back the $20 that I borrowed from you last week.
Oh, gee, I'd forgotten all about it.
Well, I hadn't. I'm trying to manage my money a little better.
Oh, I like that. That's responsible.
Don't deposit it quite yet. I had to post-date it a little bit.
Next month?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Hi, Kelly. I'm sorry, is it personal?
Oh, business. Just paying back Dad some money I owed him.
Well, hey, listen, I'd be the last person in the world to try to upset you, but have you seen the arts and fashion section of the newspaper this morning?
Let me think. Arts and fashion. No, I don't think I did, Luke.
No, neither did I. I'm changing my birdcage, and Christine was in it.
What?
I thought she wasn't in the birdcage. She was in the... Here, let's see.
She went in the paper.
She had a date with a guy named Doug, went to the opera.
What the hell is this?
That's just what I thought. You didn't know, did you? I wish I hadn't have seen it. Damn bird.
Pictured above is Channel 6 newscaster Christine Armstrong, accompanied by Station Vice President Douglas Stafford. The opening of La Bohemie.
You're upset, aren't you? I don't blame you. I wish I hadn't told you.
No, I'm glad you told me. I mean, it's nice to know the other guys that my girlfriend's going out with.
Dad, you don't know that they're going out. I mean, maybe it was a business thing. Maybe he had an extra ticket.
No, they were Christine's tickets. I know. She asked me to go.
Well, then why didn't you?
Come on, me to the opera? Hey, I'd rather have my knee drained.
Well, Dad, that's why she asked someone else.
Yeah, well, why did she ask another guy? I mean, what the hell is she doing?
I can't believe you're getting upset about this, Dad. I mean, they're probably just friends. I'm sure they know each other from the station, and they've probably worked together a long time. Well, he's cute.
Yeah, let me see that. Oh, well, he is cute, isn't he?
I'm going to get rid of that bird. It's been nothing but trouble ever since I got it.
Oh, come on. She's just trying to make me jealous. That's what this is. Can I see through it? I'm not going to fall for it.
Dad, before you go getting all crazy, why don't you pick up the phone, call Christine, and find out what it's all about?
That's a good idea.
Where are you going?
Minneapolis.
Shame he had to find out about this.
I was just getting ready to leave. Why? Oh, okay. Well, if you can have a film crew meet me there, I can do it before I come in. What airline? Just a second. Got it. Okay, who do I contact when I get there? All right, great. Call you from the airport. Bye. Hi, Hayden. What are you doing here?
Oh, I don't know. I got up this morning, read the paper. Really felt like taking a drive.
To Minneapolis?
Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to see you last night, and I was just kind of curious how the opera went.
Well, I'm just on my way to the airport. The president of Nepal has been visiting, and he's giving a press conference just before he leaves.
He can wait.
What is going on?
Why don't you tell me?
Hayden, is that what this is about? You drove all the way here in the middle of the day because I went to the opera with Doug?
Doug?
His name is Doug. What would you want me to call him?
Christine, why would you ask another guy to go to the opera with you?
Because my guy wouldn't go.
Well, why don't you ask a girlfriend?
I did. I asked Barbara. She was going with her guy.
Yeah, right. So the next person in line was Doug Gorgeous.
I don't believe this, Hayden. I don't have time for this.
You know how bad this is going to make me look? I mean, come on, page 1, Hayden's woman goes out with another man?
Hayden's woman?
Oh, come on, you know what I mean. I mean, don't try to turn that remark into some kind of insult to your entire gender.
Look, I asked you to go to the opera. You said no. Doug and I are friends. I happen to know that Doug likes the opera. I asked him. He said he'd go. We had dinner, a cappuccino afterward, and then he brought me home. That's all there was to it. I am sorry if that was misunderstood, but it's not my problem.
Yeah, well, couldn't you have been considerate enough to just tell me now before Luther had to show it to me in the newspaper?
What was Luther doing reading the arts and fashion section?
Hey, Luther will surprise you.
Hello? Oh, hi. Oh, well, thanks. I thought it was a nice picture of you, too.
Is that him?
Really, that isn't necessary.
Well, what do you want?
Do I have to take this in the bedroom? Doug, I'm sorry, could you say that again? There was a noise in the room. Actually, that sounds like fun, but could I get back to you? I've got a film crew waiting, and I'll see you later at the station, okay? Great, thank you. Bye.
He asked you out on a date, didn't he?
He wants to be polite, and he paid me back for last night.
Why? What did you do?
Hayden, he wants to take me to an art gallery opening.
Well, that's a date! Date number two!
I didn't even say I'd go!
What if I told you I didn't want you to go?
What right have you got to tell me you don't want me to go?
Who's talking about rights? Now you're bringing the Constitution into this. God, I just thought we had something going here. You know, Christine, just a simple going thing.
I really don't understand what my going out with a friend has to do with you and me.
All right, you can go ahead and call him a friend if you want to, but I am not stupid. I know guys. I mean, he's trying to move into my territory, and I don't mean territory in a chauvinistic sense either.
Well, Hayden, if anyone sees an opportunity to move in, as you say, maybe that's because you've never defined your territory. Now, I know you don't like to feel trapped. I've never even tried to pin you down. But if you want to define our relationship, I'm all for that.
No, I don't want to define anything, Christine. I want to leave things as they are.
Fine. I have no problem with that. But that means you can't get crazy if I want to go to the opera with a friend.
I see where this is going. All right. I can go out with friends, too.
What is that supposed to mean?
Hey, I don't have to define anything, Christine. You know what friends are. I think I'm going to go back home, and I'm going to call a few of mine.
Fine. Then I will call Doug and tell him I can go to the gallery on Saturday night.
Fine.
Fine.
Super.
Fabulous. Yes, what is it? Well, then get a shot of his plane leaving, and I'll narrate it.
I don't know what the coach is going to say, but I'll tell you one thing. He's not going to be very happy. See?
What are you guys doing here?
Got a little problem, coach. Fred has run amok.
What?
He decided to get back at everybody. So he taped all the lockers shut. Then he put rubber cement in everyone's mouthpiece. Then he went out, he tied Danny's ankles together and ran him up the flagpole.
We got him down. I don't think he's going to be much good at practice today.
Fred, is this true?
Yeah, it is, Coach. I just couldn't take it anymore. Something snapped.
You're lucky it wasn't a rope on the flagpole.
You realize how serious this is, don't you, Fred?
Yes, sir.
I can't let a thing like this go without some disciplinary action.
I understand, Coach.
You get down there and you do some push-ups. All right, that's good. Now, you learned your lesson?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to get out of here, and I don't want you doing that again, all right?
Right.
That's all you're going to do to him?
Betcha, he's fighting back, and I like that. A lot more people ought to start fighting back. You know, if someone shoves you, you shove right back.
Didn't go too well with Christine, huh?
It went fine. It went great. You know, we talked. We had some meaningful dialogue. We agreed we're going out with other people.
I knew it. Doggone it. Why do women always have to do this? This is Dora Steckler all over again. For 3 years, I thought we had a good thing going. I walk in a hardware store one day, and there she is with Roy Nybo. Caught him in galvanized pipes.
That's not the problem. The problem with women is they always want you to define everything. I tell you, it's a trap, and I'm not going to step into it. What are you going to do? Christine can go out Saturday night, so can I.
You'll call a girl?
You betcha I am. All right. Who's the best looking woman in the athletic department? Okay, let's move on.
Great.
Who did I date before I was dating Christine? Anybody remember that?
What about that airline stewardess used to fly for Northwest?
She was great. What was her name? Stacy? Tracy?
Stacy. Tracy flew with Delta.
Right. Who's the blonde?
Brenda. Piedmont.
Boy, I tell you, I did some heavy recruiting back then, didn't I? Well, this isn't going to be a problem. No problem at all. The head football coach. I'm a high-profile guy around here. Shouldn't have any trouble getting set up Saturday for a night on the town. I'll tell you something, fellas, as of now, a fox is back in the hunt.
Hey, guys!
Hey, brought some beer.
Boy, this ought to be fun. We haven't done this in a long time.
We've never done this.
I tell you,
we got the game on a tube. We're going to have some beers. Hey, 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 hey.
What smells good?
That, my friends, is the Fox's five-alarm chili.
Oh, hey.
What do you think?
Mmm. What do you say we pop open a couple of beers?
Boy, this is going to be great. I don't know why we don't do this more often on Saturday nights.
I do yours with Christine.
Yeah, well, not tonight. I'm telling you, no one even bring up the name of Christine. Probably hopping in the shower right about now. Tell you, you know, her idea of a good time is going to an art gallery opening with Mr. Smoothhair. Fine. Tonight, we're going to eat some chili, drink some beers, so you can burp the loudest. Out, God's in! Okay, what do you want to do first?
I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. You go to the bathroom, Dob and I will deal out the cards. Hey, Luke!
Yeah?
Keep that seat up, will you?
Okay.
Whoa! All right, Dob. What do you want to play?
Let's warm him up with a little five-card draw.
Okay. None of that weenie wild card stuff, though, all right? How much in for?
About 20.
That's my dabba.
Hey, these are pretty fancy chips, Coach. Where'd you get them?
Christine gave them to me for my birthday. Yeah, right about now she's probably washing her hair, Dom. Getting ready to see that ugly Doug.
Hey, what's this?
It's Christine's curling iron.
I thought it was some kind of fancy hot dog maker.
Give me that. I don't want to hear any more about Christina. Come on, let's play some cards.
What are we playing?
Five draw. We're in for 20.
Okay. These nice chips.
Just play, Luther.
What's wild?
Nothing.
I'm out.
Oh, come on, don't fold now. You haven't even added, Luth.
I'm gonna turn on the game.
All right, it's just you and me, Doc. How many you need?
I'll play these.
I'm out.
Christine Armstrong, Channel 6 News.
Hey, look who's on TV. Five.
She's on your side, Minneapolis.
Come on, Luther, turn that off, will you? Jeez, I can't get away from that woman even for 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock. Well, Dougie boy's probably going to be picking her up about 7:30. You guys want to eat?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, well, there's bowls in the cupboard. You can go ahead and dish it out.
You going to Minneapolis?
Yeah. Is he here?
No. Why are you here?
I'm ready to define.
What?
I want to define our relationship. Come on, give me something to sign. I'll sign it.
Well, I don't want you to sign anything. I'm not even pushing for that. Well, how would you want to define it?
Well, I just don't want you to go out with this guy tonight. I don't want you to go out with anybody but me.
Well, okay, that's a definition. You want us to be monogamous.
I don't know. That sounds kind of religious or scientific, Christine. I mean...
Well, then what do you want?
Well, I want to go steady.
Steady?
Yeah, I know it's a big step for us, Christine. I know we haven't wanted to cross this thing over. I know we're not ready for it, but I think I am, Christine. I got to tell you, I really think I'm ready.
To go steady?
Yeah. Hey, wait. I got to know now, because I got a feeling that's him.
What? Hayden, just give me a minute. Let me get the door.
No. If you agree to the steady thing, it starts now.
Okay. Yes, I'll go steady with you.
Wow. Thanks.
But I still have to answer the door.
No. We should seal it with a kiss.
Hi.
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 Hi, I'm sorry. This is Hayden Fox. Hayden, this is Doug Stafford.
How you doing, Chief?
Doug, this is a little awkward, I know, but see, what happened is this. Hayden and I have been seeing each other for 2 years, and he dropped in a little unexpectedly tonight to ask me to go steady with him. And I have accepted.
Steady?
Yeah, I guess it means cappuccino for one tonight, huh, Dougie?
I really didn't know this was going to happen, but since he's driven all the way here, I really think I should back out of our plans for tonight. Do you hate me?
No, I understand. I'm happy for you.
Hi.
Hi, Christine Armstrong.
Susan?
Yes. Hi. A policeman made me move the car. I wasn't sure you guys would know where it was.
Oh, well, please, come in. This is Hayden Fox. Hayden, this is Susan, Doug's fiancé.
You're engaged?
Yes.
See, they've been going steady for a while.
Well, we'll have to get going. If you two would like to join us, you're more than welcome.
No, I don't think so. But thank you anyway. Doug will explain.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Hayden.
Good to meet you.
Christine, I'll see you on Monday, and congratulations.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Susan.
Same here. Nice meeting you.
You too.
I didn't know he was engaged.
Susan just got back from Europe 2 days ago, and Doug popped the question. Isn't that exciting?
But when I got here tonight, you knew he was engaged.
What's your point?
My point is that if you knew he was engaged, then I didn't have to...
Make that giant commitment. No, you didn't. Do you want to back out?
No, it's... It'll take me a couple of days to get used to it. I mean, you know, it's a big adjustment, Christine.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just got a feeling that this relationship should start moving forward, huh?
Well, thank you, Hayden. I do, too.
Yeah. Gee. We're going steady. Gosh, I don't know. I just feel that I ought to give you something.
You mean like your class ring?
No, I meant something meaningful.
Well, if you really want to do something meaningful, Hayden, why don't you take me to the gallery opening?
Okay, all right, let's go. Hey, Christine, I know. Why don't I take you downtown and buy you a VCR, huh?